Masechtas Kilayim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah is continued discussing Shatnez. Mishnah Gimel. Mitzpachas Hayadayim, hand towels. Mitzpachas Hasfarim, the wrappings for the Sifrei Torah. And Mitzpachas Hasfag, bath towels. Ein Ben Mishim Kilayim. According to the Tanakhama, these do not have a problem of Kilayim if they are wool and linen, because they're not put on a person. He dries himself off with these things, and he has the svarim sitting on his lap, but he doesn't wear these types of fabrics. Rabbi Lazar disagrees, and he says that it's usher, it's forbidden to use these with kilayim, because sometimes he does end up wearing the towels, draping them on himself, and even having the svarim on his lap. The svarim covers could warm his lap, and then it would be problematic of kilayim. The Mishnah continues, Mitzpachas Hasaparim, the barber's apron that's used to keep the person getting a haircut clean, keep his clothing clean from the hair, that, according to all, is a serious Mishim Kalim, is forbidden to be worn with a shatnez as Kalim, because this, even though it's used just to keep his clothing clean, it's considered wearing and is a problem of having Kalim on himself. Mishnah Dalet. Tachrichei Ames, shrouds for dead people. Umardash al-Hamar, and the saddle of a donkey, that's not, the shrouds is not a problem. Ein Ben Mishim Kalayim, these things don't have Kalayim problems. The shrouds, because it's not a live person wearing it, he's not obligated to mitzvahs. And the saddle is because he's not wearing the saddle, he's just sitting on it. Although we saw earlier that there is a problem to sit directly on mats of kilayim, that to have the bare skin touch the mats, because they may shed and there may be pieces of the material that end up wrapping around him, and he may wear those pieces of the material. However, the Rav explains that the saddle is made from tougher and firmer material and doesn't shed and wear like that, and so that's not a concern. And the Rav also mentions that it's only permitted if it's clearly apparent that it's something that is kalayim, whereas if it's not clearly apparent, then there's a concern that he may not realize that it's kalayim, and he may take from the material and use it for clothing, and so that would be a problem. The Mishnah continues, La'yitein amardas al-ksefei, although he's allowed to have the saddle that's kalayim, but he should not place the saddle on his shoulder. Afilu lahitzila zevel, even to use it to transport zevel, manure, he wants to pile the manure on the saddle and then carry the saddle on his shoulder, that would be a problem. Once he's placing the saddle on his shoulder, then he's in a sense wearing the kalayim, and that would be problematic. Then it would be forbidden shatnez.